Welcome to today's episode of Fuel with Pastor Emmanuel. It's all about faith, understanding, encouragement, and life. Be blessed by this episode. Blessed be God, it's a joy to come your way with God's word. Romans chapter 2, the verse number 5. But because of your hardness and unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself in the day of wrath, when God's righteous judgment is revealed. In verse number 3, we are told that God's kindness, his restraint, and his patience towards us is to lead us, or is intended to bring us, unto repentance. So when we enjoy God's kindness, restraint, and patience, and we embrace it and humble ourselves to repent, it is a blessing. But when, in spite of the kindness God shows us, the patience he extends towards us, our hard hearts and our unrepentant hearts still just focuses on enjoying patience and kindness of God without repenting, then what is happening? This great abuse, the Bible tells us the consequence of such an abuse. He says in verse number 5, you are storing up wrath for yourself in the day of wrath. In other words, you are heaping the repercussions of your abuse on yourself. And this heap, it says that it's being stored up on a particular day, or against a particular day, which is called the day of wrath, the day of God's judgment. He said on that day, God's righteous judgment will be revealed. And so people who enjoy God's favor, who enjoy God's kindness, who enjoy God's patience, who enjoy God's mercy, and yet fail to repent, they are multiplying their condemnation. They are heaping and storing up for themselves wrath. And on the day that God's wrath is revealed, on that day, they will receive the full repercussions of the pent-up wrath and of the actions that they have heaped against their own selves. So God's grace, God's kindness, God's goodness, God's patience must not be abused, because abusing it is rather storing up wrath against the day of judgment. May the Lord help us that we don't take his kindness for granted, and we don't take his patience in vain, and rather multiply judgment against our souls. The Lord bless you. Shalom, peace, and life to you. Thanks for listening to this episode of Fuel with Pastor Emmanuel. Till I come your way next time, grow in faith, increase in understanding, give encouragement, enjoy life in Christ.